We know Jim Bowden, former GM in Major League Baseball, and I know him very well from our D.C. days. You know him very well hosting shows with the man. He's very outspoken. He's going to say what's on his mind. I like that about Jim. Now, he had some very interesting comments here, Jensen, about the Minnesota Twins, because they are a team that we thought would be sellers at the deadline. Have they rethought that position? Here is Jim Bowden.
Do you think Byron Buxton or Joe Ryan get dealt before the deadline?
No, absolutely not. I'm being told neither one is going. In fact, the Twins are buyers right now. They feel like they're in the race as well. They feel they have a chance of the wild card. Jeremy Zoll, the general manager, is out there looking for bullpen help. They're trying to get this bullpen better. They feel like they can compete to the very end. And so they want to hold on to Joe Ryan and Bailey Ober and the starting rotation they have. They feel it's good enough to contend and get to a playoff spot. So all of the rumors that you're hearing, and I've seen the rumors everywhere. Right? People are saying, you know, Buxton may get traded to the Phillies along with Bailey Ober. I'm being told no. So that's kind of where that stands. And until someone tells me differently, I'm only going to believe the executives that give me the information.
Arumph, Jensen, Twins, we're not going anywhere. This show goes on, baby. What'd you make of those comments from Jim?
Oh, I love me some JB. No filter and then some. He'll tell you exactly where things are. And to be fair, as I have alluded to you since the All-Star break, Dave, I felt that most GMs would say in an American League where there's really no team to beat right now, why not us? There's a lot of teams that are looking at it that way. To that end, let me stick the Twins into an interesting make and miss the postseason market for you. Their price to make the postseason right now, Dave, is plus 330. And if you look at where they are as a group here, just overall this season, I agree with Jim that the back end of the bullpen, they've kind of been by committee, Derek Shelton's crew has, for most of the season. You know, gone are the days of Joan Duran. You have, you know, basically Yandrys Gomez, Andrew Morris that have been taking the lion's share of those leverage duties in the eighth and the ninth inning. I think the bigger thing to take out of it is if you're not trading Joe Ryan, you're not trading Byron Buxton, you actually believe not only do you have a chance, but you have a great chance. Dave, this is the seventh highest scoring offense in baseball this year. Let me say that again. The seventh highest scoring offense is the Minnesota Twins, and they can hang with you because of the rotation that they run out there with Ryan. Taj Bradley has been phenomenal this year. Bailey Ober back from injury. It really has just been the bullpen. They're second to last in walks per nine, second to last in walks hits per innings pitched. They're 28th in ERA. So again, you're going to see, and I can tell you right now, if I were them, I'd be calling the New York Mets about Luke Weaver, about AJ Minter. I would be looking at, you know, some of the other spots and maybe right even in the division there. Lucas Ersig would be a great back end guy who has had closing experience. There are ways to be able to make this a much more palatable. You don't need it to be elite, Dave. You just need it to be league average with the way you're scoring runs right now. And guess what? Their upcoming schedule, home against Kansas City for three, last place in the division. At Seattle, who has had their own issues scoring runs. Then you're at Kansas City. Like, it is all there for the taking for Minnesota to make a nice little run. So not saying to jump on plus 330 to make the postseason right now, but there are far worse candidates that I don't think have at least the offensive prowess going the way the Twins do right now.
And they've been cut down a little bit here. I'm seeing 225 this morning. So maybe with that news coming out that they're not going to be sellers here, and they're going to hold on and maybe add on, as you mentioned here, Jensen, to the back end of that bullpen, that's a very interesting team going forward. Now, if you look at the National League here for some of the odds to make the postseason, it does get a little bit more jumbled. The Marlins, my goodness, they were as short as 250. They're down close to 10-1 after this 12-game losing skid. Look at the Nats still hanging around there. About a game out right now, plus 820. The Cardinals maybe receding a little bit at plus 370. There are my Padres running up the board here, plus 265. And the Buccos, a big win. They needed it yesterday against the Cubs. And, of course, the Phillies, we all believe, we can't see any scenario where they don't make the postseason. But, Jensen, there are a lot of teams that are jumbling for position in the National League.
Yeah, and again, let me focus on a couple of other intriguing ones in the National League side there. The Nationals at plus 820. They are going to be shopping both as a buyer and a seller. A lot of teams that were in town to watch Foster Griffin over the weekend. It is trending more and more that CJ Abrams will not be traded, Dave, at least if you're looking at more than likely scenarios. James Wood is not going to get traded. I don't know where that rumor started, but that's not happening. You saw Curtis Meade get dealt to the Red Sox and getting Connolly Early back again. Paul Toboni doing a great job so far in year one leading this group. And you have a lot of Philadelphia Philly DNA front office wise, Dave, that came over just this past year. So they're built for this time of year. They understand what it takes to both buy and sell. Nationals, again, with how good that offense has been, you've had to hold on for dear life for the bullpen. But if they go get some bullpen arms, that's an offense that can beat the hell out of you. So again, not telling you to run and jump on the Nats at 8-1. I would have to see serious moves for the back end of the bullpen, but they can hang around because of the offense there. The one I want to talk to you about is in both the American League and the National League. And it's to make the postseason for the Chicago White Sox at -$1.18 and also the Pittsburgh Pirates still at plus money at +260. Okay, the White Sox have found ways. And now that Munetaka Murakami had the day he did yesterday, you can kind of exhale. Had that first homer and since the All-Star break. I think you look at also the Pirates with their offense. They're going to be buyers. If you had to hitch your wagon to one, which one would you feel more bullish about even before we have the deadline deals? They're both going to be buyers. They've already said that. Which would you be more bullish on? White Sox in a very tepid, very wide open American League, or the Pirates knowing what they already have offensively and on that pitching mound too?
I got to tell you, it is kind of in conjunction with the news that we just got that the Twins are not going to be sellers. So therefore, I'd look to the Pirates at +260 because now all of a sudden Minnesota is not only looking at a wild card, they might think the division's still in play. And if the division's still in play, then that could get dicey in the wild card scenarios as we get closer and closer to September. So to me, I'm going to look at the upside of the Pirates. Look, I have not believed in St. Louis nor the Nationals. Nationals can hit. We've talked about that, and certainly their pitching still gives me a lot of issues there. We'll see what they do at the deadline. But if you made me hitch my wagon to one of those, it would be the Buccos. I did take a shot on them at 35-1 to win the pennant, and that is with the belief that if they can get in, then all of a sudden, if Skeens looks like Skeens that we're more accustomed to, and if they do add at the deadline, they could be a dangerous out. Plus, they could be a team just playing with house money. Like this team, if they get to the postseason, I don't know that they're going to get nervy because they're going to be like, man, nobody expects us to be here. Now we're here, and now we're going to be really a problem for some of these other teams in the National League. That's what I hitched it to. Not the short number of +260. I played 35-1 to win the pennant. But if you made me out of those two choices, I don't want to lay the price point here with the White Sox at $1.18. I take the plus money on Pittsburgh. I do think they're eventually going to be able to secure one of those wild card spots, even though Philadelphia, whether the Phillies win the division or not, we know they're going to get one of those playoff spots. And if not, that would mean the Braves would get the other if they run them down. But to answer that question, it would be the Buccos at +260. To miss the postseason, Jensen, is there a team out there that you think maybe at a price point you think is playable?
The Guardians. I don't know how you can trust this offense. And it does sound like, hearing reports that they are going to be bargain shoppers for offensive reinforcements. Ooh. That does not scream anything bullish for me if you're looking at a team that has held it together somehow, some way, because their pitching staff has been otherworldly. All the other teams you see on that screen surrounding them, the Yankees, the Rangers, the Mariners, the Astros, they're all going to be buyers, every single one of them, but they're going to be buying, you know, at the Best Buys instead of the Walmarts. You know, you gotta take some chances here, knowing we may not have baseball next year and how wide open the American League is. Again, that's why I kind of wanted to illustrate those plus money prices. You know, the M's, I'm telling you, yesterday was as big a win they've had all season. If you were to go down 0-3 into that wraparound series, knowing you may get swept by the Rangers, who lead the division in four in their own backyard, you are in a bigger hole than you even realize, both standings wise and mentally. But the Guardians, unless you make a significant offensive move or two, I don't know how they stay afloat, even with the great pitching staff that they have.
It's going to be interesting, too, because you mentioned kind of bargain basement shopping now, because if the big names aren't out there, even the second-tier guys, if Joe Ryan was a second-tier guy, if a Byron Buxton was a second-tier guy, and those guys aren't going to be available, this will be interesting to see where they go. And again, I'd be calling the Mets. The Mets got a lot of talent over there on a dead baseball team. Maybe that's where you start to look. Fascinating what might be left over. Okay, lots to get to here in the next hour. Zachary Cohen's going to join the program to kick it off. LeBron, Philadelphia, is it a playable price? Next right here. Peace.